Yes, the session was on housing, but we started the session in a very interesting way with Bruno's story and ideas about solidarity and unity, and how these strategies need tools that are in our hands, like information and awareness, and accompanying also the refugees, as well as the solidarity between refugees themselves and the supporters, and the solidarity between the supporters themselves with the refugees. So there is a lot of network and connection that should be made and should be strong. That's what I thought. So I put my thoughts in tools, strategies, and struggles. So the strategies, basically, the first part of the session were very much political, unity, solidarity, the way of change and changing the laws. And the tools of that will be like protesting and initiatives, self-organization among Germans, refugees, and all the network in between. And the triangle that we talked about, information awareness and information accompanying and helping refugees, that help show them that they have the right to change their political situation. And this is a very important part, I think, as well. Because in my chart, the struggles are the refugees or the newcomers are not fully aware of their rights and their needs and to change the laws that they are affecting their daily lives, so that we have to like work together to find this kind of starting point to start changing whatever it's not suiting us or whatever we find that's not good enough. Then we moved to the next part after our break, and it was very, very much inspiring. That is like one of the examples that like we can start doing something between everybody. It's not only housing for refugees, because I've been hearing a lot of like projects for housing refugees in the middle of nowhere sometimes. So this is like it's a very good way to start, I think, the whole network that we were talking about, the solidarity, the unity, and the way that everybody work together using others' expertise. So really it's fully a lot of strategies and tools, and I think the only struggles will be the political barriers and the way to find the financial support for this project. But I think after a couple of presentations, you will have enough support to to continue, because I think it is the way to integrate, because otherwise it's just a one-way situation. And if anybody wants to add anything on the summary or need to wrap it up.
I think you can hear me. No, but what I find, because I come from the traditional NGO sector with traditional way to advocate, and activist up also traditional way to advocate, protest. But what I find very interesting is that actually you got the first mayor on your board with your enthusiasm, with actually the enthusiasm this project raises, which is in terms of innovation linked to political fight or advocacy, that's amazing. And I think cities may be the right stakeholders actually to jump into this. So I would really highly recommend to get in touch with Eurocities or the networks of cities. EU networks of cities. I think you should find supporters there as well. I can give you contacts for that. Yes, you're welcome. Yeah.
Anybody else?
So thank you very much, Bruno, for your input. It has been very mobilizing, both on an affective level and on a organizational level, I think. Thank you very much for this outlook, for this vision that is also giving hope. Thank you very much for taking your time and participating at this working group. The Congress goes on tomorrow with, again, working groups, hands-on workshops. Thank you to the translators, also to the to the other translator, yes. And again, if you have the time to join us tomorrow for the closing session at 7 and for the concert afterwards, we would be very happy to say hello to all of you and to stay in touch. There is a pin wall outside to leave your contact data. We have decided to do it in an analog way because there is no data issues. And please exchange emails and stay in touch. That's the whole sense of it. Thank you very much, Shafgar.